So keep contemplating the cards. Bringing the images inside you, coming back out to the outer image. There is a way in which the mound is the basis on which the house of life is built. The four great gateways are gateways in and out of the house of life. Not in a literal sense, but in a deeper sense. There is a way in which the inner altar represents the secret fire that is at the heart of the house of life. So what I'd now like you to do is to take the remainder of your pack and just hold the intention of the journey that we're about to take together over these next 2 years. And then just shuffle the pack holding that intention. And then we place one card on top of the Gate of Dawn, one on the Gate of Earth, one on the Gate of Twilight, one on the Gate of Stars, and one at the center. So, first one on the Gate of Dawn, next one on the Gate of Earth, next one on the Gate of Twilight, fourth one on the Gate of Stars, and the final one in the center. Just look at those cards. Again, you won't know what they mean, you haven't read the meanings of them. But allow the images to speak to you. It doesn't matter about the meaning. So in the Gate of the Dawn, notice the card that is your particular relationship to that sense of beginnings, newness. Emergence. In the Gate of Earth, that sense of your connection to the living world, to the living body.
Earth is the northern.
Earth is the southern one. The one with
the southern card, yes.
Okay, the southern card. In the Gate of Twilight in the west, your relationship to that mysterious, imaginal connecting to the secret commonwealth. In the Gate of the North, the connection to the wider universe. In the Gate of the center, your own interiority, the connection to your own house of life.
Can we do one for the middle as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The one in the middle is the final card. And that's the connection to your own house of life, because then the idea that the mound is underneath the house of life, or is the basement of the house of life. Well, that's the south. That's the north.
So that's Earth.
No, that's Earth, and that's not stars. The gate of the stars, opposite. And just see what the cards tell you. Don't try and work it out. Just let the images speak to you. Okay, so now I'm going to put you in twos, adjacent twos, so I want to shift the cards. You two, you two, you two, you two, you two, you two, you two. I'm going to ring the bell, and then for 5 minutes, one of you speaks, the other one about what you see in the cards for yourself. The other one doesn't say a word. After 5 minutes, I ring the bell, and then the other person speaks. So no conversation, we're just, one person just listens to the other person's experience.
And we're only talking about our own cards.
Our own cards for ourselves, each time, what we see in our cards. Okay?
Right.
So in five minutes, I'll ring the bell, and we'll swap, and you'll swap over.
For me, this is my way in the east. So,